Representative Jim Jordan, mask guidance was always about power. By Hannah Blow on May 17, 2021. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, on Monday concluded that U.S. health agencies' past guidance on masks was always about power, citing the reactions of some Democrats, whom he said are mad about the CDC's new mask guidance. Some Democrats are mad about the CDC's new mask guidance. Just shows it was never about the science. It was always about power, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee said. Jordan's remarks follow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC updated guidance released last week. Per the guidance, fully vaccinated individuals can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws, rules, and regulations, including local business and workplace guidance. Some major retailers, including Walmart and Target, have since lifted their hardline mask policies, allowing vaccinated individuals to forego a face covering while shopping in their stores. Yet they are asking unvaccinated individuals to continue to follow recommended health protocols. However, it does not appear such retailers will require proof of vaccination. Meanwhile, President Biden and other Democrat officials are urging Americans to get vaccinated, with the commander-in-chief going as far as issuing an ultimatum. The rule is now simple: get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has also pushed vaccinations this week, pitching them as the way to get your life back. "It's pretty simple, get vaccinated. Get your life back," she said Monday. According to the CDC's May 17 data, 122,999,721 people in the U.S. are now considered fully vaccinated, representing 37% of the country's population.